Yo, what's going on, Brostein Bear? It's your boy Jerry, the TRXpert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 75. That's right, the triple quarter. We're almost there to 100. Anyways, so I wanted to make something, I wanted to make this episode a little special, but you know what? I decided I've been doing a lot of longer podcasts, so I figured that today we're going to make it special by making it a ultra short podcast. I'm still going to give you value, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not going to just say hi and bye, but at the end of the day, sometimes it's fun to keep it short and sweet. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is keeping it short and sweet with this podcast episode, as well as with your workout routine. But before we get started, hey, you know, it would mean the world to me if you shared this podcast or left a rating or review on iTunes. That would be really amazing, because every little bit of input on this podcast helps more eyes and ears get onto this podcast. And the more eyes and ears that get on this podcast, the more mouths that can talk about this podcast. So anyways, let's go ahead and get this show on the road. Episode number 75. Keep it short and sweet, baby. Lego! All right, so you know, short and sweet sometimes is like it's one of the best things you can do. I remember back in high school, we used to have like super long track practices, you know? I mean, we had like these 2 hour long track practices, and we just used to do pretty much everything. It was just, it seemed like it was just like crazy what we were doing. But you know, our coach always used to say we need to be conditioned and yada, 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 all this stuff. And then I went to college, and like we'd be done with practice sometimes within like 20 minutes. We'd have like 20 minute practices. And I remember the first time that happened, I asked my coach, I was like, why are we, what's up with this short practice? Like, we didn't do this in high school. And my coach had the best response. She said, well, this is in high school, so I hope that you're not going to be running the same way as you were in high school. And I was like, damn, cold-blooded. But it's true, though. You know, sometimes, like, you can overwork yourself. And sometimes if you're doing too much, you might be putting more output out there than you really need to. You know, you might be wasting some effort. So sometimes in your workouts, the most important thing is just to kind of get some core competencies or your core activities done and be out. Like, I have sometimes, especially if I'm working, I've had a hard work week or a hard workout week. Sometimes I've had both a hard workout week and a hard work week. And I have a day or two that's maybe not necessarily a quote-unquote recovery day, but it's a day that maybe I don't really work as hard on like heavier weights, or I don't work as hard on my cardio. I just kind of focus more on like getting the core foundation of my movements solid. So it's just something to think about, like, you know, and you don't have to go out there and kill yourself all the time. I know some of you that might listen to this podcast are big fans of just going all out and trying to go team no sleep sometimes. And, you know, obviously I'm talking to some of you that maybe might need to have a few less rest days. But at the end of the day, being efficient and effective with your workout routine is probably the most important thing that you can do to help you have a successful workout routine. Pretty simple, pretty easy. And let's go ahead and, you know what, no conclusion today. I appreciate you listening. We're going to finish this off, super short episode. I don't even know how long this is going to be, probably like 5 minutes long. But hey, you know, this is episode number 75, and if you want a little bit more, you can always go back and listen to the other 74 previously recorded episodes. So anyways, I really appreciate you listening to this episode today. I hope you have a great day, or evening, or morning, or whenever you're listening to this. And as always, keep good company.